MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 16, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. School construction in the news, more gas leaf blower complaints.
I'm Bill Newell. Later in sports, the Red Sox win, and we'll hear from Lynn Tech football coach James Runner.
You know, we've had a really good offseason.
All area football teams begin their workouts on Friday. Rick?
And so it begins. Thanks, Bill. Sun and clouds today, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:19 p.m. A land sale has gone through for the Pioneer Charter School for Science 2. According to the Salem News, two properties sold, one in Danvers and the other adjacent property in Peabody, meaning that construction of the new school could be moving forward. According to the school, there is no timeline for the construction, but the school has extended its lease of space in Beverly. Lynn is gearing up to build a new Pickering Middle School. After months of debate about finding the best site for the school, Lynn City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre tells MSO News that although some hurdles remain, the project is moving forward.
Well, it's been 6 years since the voters turned down the new building construction for Pickering and the Westland Middle School. Now we're in a good place. We just passed the public way, which is on Magnolia Ave. That is where the new site of Pickering Middle School will be. They're hoping for a groundbreaking this fall winter, maybe spring of 2024. Finances are always an issue. Costs of materials have gone up since we approved this project last. We're hopeful for a 2026 opening still, but it's going to be a state-of-the-art, beautiful middle school mirroring the one on Brookline Street, the new Marshall Middle School, if you will. There'll be plenty of parking, replacing of a tot lot. There'll be a field or so in that process as well. We also had to create open space on Parkland Avenue for the open space that we did take for parking at this new school site. So all of those things are in line now and ready to go. We just need to make sure our finances are in order and we can break ground, I hope, by spring of 2024 on the new Pickering.
Lynn City Councilor at Large Brian LaPierre. Gloucester has a new elementary school resource officer. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Officer Brendan Ciparini has been assigned to the position, and he'll be starting his new job on Monday. Other city resource officers are Mike Scola at the high school and Peter Sutera at the middle school. To coin a phrase, hopscotching the region for additional news nuggets. In Newburyport, there is a group of residents who are urging city councilors to put restrictions or ban gas-powered leaf blowers for a variety of reasons. Dave Rogers has a story in today's Daily News that City Councilors Ed Cameron and Christine Wallace are supporting some form of council intervention for the leaf blowers. And Northeast Arc's Breaking Grounds Cafe has reopened. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the coffee shop is back in business following water damage from a fire in a third-floor unit at 65 Main Street in Peabody. The shop is back serving hot drinks and pastries. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Washington Nationals last night 5-4. Game 2 of the series is tonight down in D.C. The Patriots' next preseason game is Saturday night at Green Bay. Today we are featuring another North Shore football coach as part of our summer series with the coaches. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days followed by their transition into coaching. Today we feature Lynn Tech football coach James Runner. His team is ready for the 2023 season.
You know, we've had a really good offseason. Testament to our strength and conditioning coach, Brian McCaskill. You know, the kids have worked really, really hard, and they put a good amount of work in. And there's been a lot of camaraderie among my team. You know, the kids had a little barbecue yesterday. All the captains got together and spent some time together as a team with all the coaches around. And it makes me proud to see them, doing a lot of things together as a team without anybody around. You know what I mean? That makes you very proud to see them have a good time.
There are many experiences that shape coaches, but Runner points out playing and coaching at Dean College impacted him the most.
Coaching ways, it would be Todd Vasey, by far. Todd Vasey was, hands down, one of the most influential people in my life. You know, he gave me a chance to coach college ball. First off, he gave me a chance to play college football. Let me first make that very clear. He recruited me. And then after recruiting me and we won a championship with him, he hired me as a coach because he thought my enthusiasm was worth it. And being at Dean for the years I was at Dean, learning the things I learned. I mean, we went back to back to back state championships with in the NCAA, and it was just really, really, it changed the course of my life because we played in bowl games in Arizona and Iowa, and I'll never forget the phone call I got to go for the interview for Lynn Tech. I was at a bowl game, literally, the defensive coordinator at a bowl game in Arizona, and I got the call, and I went right to Vasey's room that night. And I said, Coach, you know, this is something I really want to do. This is why I came to Dean. And he told me, he said, James, you're ready. You know, he said, you're ready to be a head coach. And to this day, I still talk to that man. I drive all the way across the state of Massachusetts to go see him at East Coast Prep just to sit down with him for a half an hour and talk to him. Because he really is that much of an influence on my life.
Lynn Tech football coach James Renner, his complete interview will be up on our website today. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell, and we thank you for checking out our daily news and sports podcast, North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.